Harper Audio presents The Undead Next Door by Carolyn Sparks. Performed by Deanna Hurst. Chapter 1. Heather Lynn Westfield was in hog heaven. Who would have believed that a famous fashion designer from Paris would open a fancy store smack dab in the middle of Texas Hill Country? Whatever Jean-Luc Echarpe had been drinking when he'd made that decision, it had to be strong enough to knock your socks off. In his case, $200 silk socks embroidered with his famous fleur-de-lis logo. Heather wanted to buy some kind of souvenir to commemorate the grand opening of Le Chic Echarpe, but the socks were the cheapest thing she could find. Should she buy a pair of socks she didn't need, or make next month's payment on her Chevy 4x4? With a snort, she tossed the socks back onto the glass shelf. A brilliant alternative popped into her head. She'd grab one of the free hors d'oeuvres, stuff it in a plastic bag, label it Echarpe's Grand Opening, and hoard it in the freezer for all eternity. Heather, why are you looking at men's socks? Sasha's baffled look shifted into a sly grin. Oh, I know. You're buying something for a new lover. Heather laughed as she nabbed a crab cake from a passing waiter. I wish. She'd never had a lover. Even her ex-husband didn't qualify for that. She wrapped the crab cake in a paper napkin, then slipped it into her small black purse. Female customers strutted about, wearing gowns that cost enough to rebuild New Orleans, their stilettos clicking on the gray marble floor. Heather hoped they couldn't tell that her black cocktail dress was homemade. Glass counters displayed purses and scarves, designed by Echarpe. An elegant staircase curved up to the second floor. A portion of the second floor was lined with reflective glass. One-way mirrors, Heather figured. As much as this merchandise cost, there was probably an army of security guards up there watching the customers like hawks. The walls on the ground floor were painted a soft gray and boasted a series of black and white photos. She wandered over for a closer look. Wow. Princess Di wearing an Echarpe gown. Marilyn Monroe in an Echarpe dress. Cary Grant in an Echarpe tuxedo. This guy knew everybody. How old is Echarpe? She asked Sasha. In his 70s? I don't know. I've never met him. Sasha pivoted like she was working the runway, while she looked around to see who was watching her. You never met him? But you were in his show in Paris just a few weeks ago. Heather and her longtime friend Sasha had both dreamed of glorious careers in the world of high fashion from the moment they'd discovered their Barbie dolls had cooler clothes than anyone else in the small town of Schnitzelburg, Texas. Heather was now a schoolteacher, while Sasha had become a successful fashion model. Heather waffled between being enormously proud of her friend and being reluctantly envious. Sasha snorted through her surgically shortened nose. No one sees Echarpe anymore. It's like he disappeared off the planet. Some say he suffered the cost of his own genius and lost his mind. Heather winced. How sad. He stopped coordinating his own shows, and he certainly wouldn't be bothered with a shop like this in the middle of nowhere. He has little people for that. Sasha pointed at a slim man across the room and whispered, That's Alberto Alberghini, Echarpe's personal assistant, though I have to wonder just how personal he is. Heather eyed the man's frilly lavender shirt. The lapels on his black tuxedo were encrusted with lavender beads and sequins. I see what you mean. Sasha leaned closer. Do you see the two women by the old man with the cane? Yes. Heather noted the two emaciated women with pale, flawless skin and long hair. They're Simone and Inga, famous models from Paris. Some say a Sharp's involved with them. Both of them.